Now, Marcel, I got to ask you, because one of the first things I always come up with when I think about indigenous cooking is, you know, bannock, moose meat, dried berries. But why hot sauces?
Well, I love hot sauce. And, you know, I guess being a North American Indian, people don't attribute peppers really much with us. But peppers in all forms and varieties are native to the Americas. And they were brought over in the Columbian Exchange. And that's kind of what migrated them through the world. So before that, there was no spice out there. It was just, you know, bland food. And so I'm just kind of championing our southern neighbors, and I love it. I don't think of anything better. It makes food great, tastier, I believe. I know I get in a lot of arguments with people who don't believe me, but it is what it is.
That is fantastic. Now, curiosity is, what started the company?
I love crazy hot sauce. We started to eat hotter and hotter hot sauces, and we were ordering it from the United States all over the world, and it was costing $50, $100, $150 US a bottle, and it was just extracts, and it was just heat, and there was no flavor to it. And basically, we just wanted to create our own that had flavor and heat, and, you know, we just started by making it in mason jars and eating it ourselves, and then it turned into what it is now. Over the last, you know, in 2018, we started the mason jar cooking, and by 2019, we were giving it away to friends and family. And by 2021, we were selling in farmers markets, and we're kind of still on that trajectory right now. My wife just quit her full-time job to take over this full-time, so we can see if we can make it bigger than a hobby. So,
Fat Man Little Kitchen. Can you tell me a little bit of the history behind the name?
I like to eat, and I don't like to be skinny. So I figured if I named my company Fat Man Little Kitchen, that I wouldn't have to lose weight, because, you know, I'm not going to change the name to Medium Man Little Kitchen or anything like that. And I get to put Fat Man Little right across the front of my logo, the big FML. The pun there, that when you get to the hotter sauces, it might stand for something else. But Fat Man Little Kitchen, FMLK, it's the way to be, right?
You have your slogan as, don't trust a skinny cook.
Well, you know, I guess there are some skinny cooks you can trust, maybe. And that would be old ladies, little guys, probably people that work out all the time. But for me, I'm more of a, you know, people, they'll make jokes. They'll be like, oh, look at you, you eat cupcakes and stuff. I'm like, I don't eat cupcakes. I'm not a sugar guy. I do like whipping cream. I like butter. I like duck fat. I like bacon grease. You know, the good stuff. So I believe flavors and fat. And, you know, we did a cooking show with Old Strathcona Farmers Market, and it's called Taste of the Market. And I was like, well, I believe most heart disease and most bad stuff is through too much sugar, too much sodium, and too much refined carbohydrates. And we'll find out if I'm wrong, right? So,
that's awesome. A question for you, especially as an indigenous business owner, is what are you finding as a challenge as you grow your business?
It's trying to not be, I don't want to say not be an indigenous company. It's proven that our product's awesome, right? And not proven it's awesome, because once people try it, it speaks for itself. So I guess it hasn't hindered us. It's helped us.
That's fantastic. Where do you find your company in the next 20 years from now?
Well, hopefully sold to somebody else, and then I can go do some of the same thing in the United States. Yeah, no, the end goal is, you know, in a perfect world, we have, you know, production facilities for different sauces throughout different First Nations throughout Canada. You know, hopefully we can get greenhouses going, produce our own peppers, our own stuff like that, put some stuff back. At that point, you know, we need to have our own logistics company and kind of grow it like that organically, and then hopefully get it in every Walmart and Costco, and that's kind of done deal, right?
For a lot of our viewers who are probably not familiar with your sauces, tell me a little bit about your three most popular hot sauces.
So our three most popular hot sauces, the first one's called Not Hot Sauce, but it is a hot sauce. It's habanero based. I was at work, taking sauces in mason jars to work with me, and one of my coworkers, I kept giving it to him. He kept freaking out because he didn't like hot sauce. And every time he's like, this isn't spicy. And I was like, yep. So by the third time, he politely told me where I could put myself. And he said, if you made it not hot sauce, I'd buy it off you because it's so delicious. So basically, we took out like 75% of the habanero peppers. I wrote not hot sauce on the bottle. We bought 12 little bottles off Amazon, and we took them up to camp, and they all disappeared. Then we did a ghost pepper bourbon barbecue sauce, which is out of this world. You got the nutty ghost pepper flavor. You got the deep richness of the bourbon. We cook up the alcohol, so it's not, you're not worried about that. And then our little, you know, for a year of making those two sauces for friends and family, I was working for Prim Godene up north, and 86% indigenous workforce, and everybody's like, you have to make an Ichi sauce. You got to make an Indian sauce. You know, I wanted to make some pounded choke cherry salsa, but that's a lot all work. So I ended up making a Saskatoon marinade, like a spicy Saskatoon marinade. And it's out of this world. Chicken, pork, fish, lamb, wild meat, vanilla ice cream. Use it like maple syrup on pancakes and waffles. It's crazy.
That sounds absolutely deadly. You are currently injured, but as the summer is coming, that means market season is coming. Everyone's going to get out and get busy. It's barbecue season. Where can people find you this summer?
Old Sasquatch Farmers Market every Saturday. We're going to be at 2023 Lifestyle Expo for the St. Albert Chamber of Commerce this weekend. We're going to be in St. Albert Farmers Market, the 124th Street Farmers Market. We'll be doing little pop-ups at Southside Edmonton Farmers Market, which I believe is by Terwilliger. The Shell gas station, which is a weird place to be, but behind the River Cree. Western Varieties, and just message us on Instagram and stuff, and we can send it off to you. And this year, we're looking to get into grocery stores, so that's our big jump this year.